This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are live on this Sunday, November 17th, 2019, worldwide broadcast. Hard to believe we've only got a month and a half left until we are already in the year 2020. What an epic number. What an epic political, geopolitical atmosphere we are all witnessing. Thank you again for joining us on this Sunday evening. I know there's a lot of distractions and diversions and a lot of entertainment out there, but there's nothing more engaging and interesting than reality and the animating contest for liberty and the attempt and the ability to even control a small part of our own destinies. This is a particularly big news night, but I think it's really important to preface the broadcast with this. Doesn't the world want to know what makes the powerful billionaires tick? Don't you want to know about who runs the global government and what their plans are for you and your family? What's their cosmology? What's their worldview? What makes them tick? And if you know the answer to that, well, you know the answer to everything. But that's something they don't want you to even discuss or look at. But it's our mission to actually dig into who those people are. Turns out the most powerful consortium of parallel governments, what the group called it 13, 14 years ago when they did a PR push, they called it a parallel world government. That was Bill Gates called it that. And they were meeting in secret locations in New York and locations in New Mexico and locations in the Caribbean. And they were training larger groups outside of the central cult from there. And of course, you know that cult and its maitre d', its master of ceremonies, its hotel manager, as Jeffrey Epstein. And of course, then his girlfriend, whose father had formerly run that job for British intelligence and Israeli intelligence as well. And that's all come out in the news now. You know, I told you about it more than a decade ago, but Epstein was only one player in the larger house of cards that is coming down. And now we see Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, caught up in the spider web. That's all a limited hangout. We're going to be walking through that here tonight. But I was thinking today, getting ready for the broadcast, a few hours ago, what do I really want to do here on air is I want to tell you about what's coming again in 10, 15, 20 years. Instead of just pointing out all the things I was dead on about, why don't we get into more and more here on the show? What's coming next? Because that's really what everybody wants to know. And, you know, I do know what's coming next. If we let the globalists run everything and don't get involved, I know exactly the destination they're taking us to because they've been quite honest about all that. But you see, there's not just evil in the universe, and if we get informed and involved and engaged, then they're not going to have the capability, despite all the money in the world, all the tea in China, and all the Prozac they want to push on the public to get us to acquiesce to their attempt to control the future and have what they call the end of future. So we're laying it all out today, and we're just going to start from there moving forward. We have two special guests joining us in the second hour. I'll tell you about that when we come back as well. But start your engines because I'm going to be a good boy. And I'm going to cover everything. You know, I haven't had a feeling like this since about 27 years ago when I basically had this total overdriving hunger and compulsion to fight the globalists and really had a vision of what would come. And now I, just the last few weeks, have been going through that same process, but even stronger for now, the new work that is about to begin. Yes, the enemy failed to take us off air, but soon InfoWars won't even matter because the next great creation is about to stand forth. Stay with us.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday, November 17th, 2019, I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, let me do what I do quite often here at the start of the broadcast, attempt to just tell you what's on the plate here and what I hope we get to, but a lot of this, we probably won't get to all of it. It'll be on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and of course, Band.video. What a critical destination to visit, and to Paul Revere, out to everyone you know. Let's just start with what I'm going to end the broadcast with, but I will get to it. The Smart City Ecosystem Framework, a model for planning smart cities. Google tells us all about it. And then it ties to this, fears of 5G weapon system in the UK after conspiracy theorist takes apart a light and shows people secret 5G, but still, he's the bad person. Then I thought I'd show you the first known article exposing the 5G by name. 9 years ago, new streetlights do have Homeland Security applications. Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. And I and Paul wrote that article back there 9 years ago. And now smart streetlights to track everything we do all the time. That's 6 years ago. And now a few years later, the sci-fi future of lamppost. Remember when Drudge linked to Paul's article 9 years ago? The media came out and said it wasn't true. We had made it up. Just like I made it up that Jeffrey Epstein was working for international intelligence agencies, blackmailing thousands of government and scientific chiefs. Now it's all public. We know who the players are. We know how they operate. And as soon as you know the real playbook, everything's crystal clear. If you're off here in fantasy land, mainline Republican-Democrat politics, nothing makes sense because it's all meant to keep people all tied in knots. It's all distractionary. The only question is, who's really running the planet? There is a corporate world government. And what is their plan for everyone? And when you find that out, you realize you're living in a science fiction dystopic film. Beyond any Hollywood movie. And you really get frustrated because it's so easy to beat these individuals if the average man who was successful didn't think that they were successful by keeping their head down. So that's coming up. And then solutions to countering this dehumanization, forest bathing and outdoor therapy and wilderness therapy. We're going to get into all that. A big Wall Street Journal article. When the U.S. tried to control hurricanes, and it talks about Ben Livingston that led the secret program, but they did control hurricanes, and the U.S. government certified it, the U.S. Navy, in 1967. But just everything we told you right there in the Wall Street Journal. I interviewed Livingston back in 2004. He was 90 years old then, still ran a major weather control company. when the U.S. tried to control hurricanes. We'll be getting into all of that. Meanwhile, Chinese soldiers are seen on streets of Hong Kong for the first time. They've been there in plain clothes, but now the tanks have officially rolled in. Meanwhile, Chinese killer robots sold to Middle East will leave every human dead. Five takeaways from the leaked files of China's mass detention of Muslims, and MSNBC pretty much defends it. Isn't that sick? Hong Kong braces for disruption and violence. Report, China still harvesting organs for political dissidents. DARPA seeks militarized microbes. DARPA says for the first time, really, weaponized microbes? That's brand new? Okay. As if they say it's new, it doesn't fall into the old biological weapons conventions because they're not really what you'd call bacterium or microplasms. They're what you call viral, which is only information. Now, they argue a virus is alive or dead. Is RNA alive or dead versus DNA? And so the answer is because this is nanotech-engineered microbes, they say it gets around the biological weapons and chemical weapons treaties, when, of course, it doesn't. It's like a lot of the stuff you hear is vaccines. Oh, it's a vaccine. And then it's actual nanotech, artificial viruses that have been created that replicates and eats part of the brain. Oh, but you'll never want to smoke a cigarette again. Don't worry. Because those receptors are all gone, but those receptors are there for a reason. The nicotine and opium and all those different drugs just manipulates receptors that are there for a reason. Again, that's how this is all interconnected. We're going to get to that. And we've also got all of these giant stacks of news. We have Robert Barnes, really smart constitutional lawyer, who warned Roger Stone about the railroading. He's coming on. Tyler Nixon, Stone's personal lawyer, is going to be popping in next hour for several segments. In the last segment, I'll get into the secret 5G and 6G going in all over the world that we first told you about almost 9 years ago, and we'll show you the proof of that. Like we were the first to show Google listening and watching to you in 2004 secretly. Oh, and it's in the news today that it's on Infowars.com from their own press release that no one's covering, that Facebook controls your phone, even if you don't have Facebook downloaded on it. And it's secretly videoing you. We'll explain why they're throwing it in your face, why they're telling you that. In fact, I'm having trouble finding that in my stack. Will you guys print that for me again? It's up on Infowars.com. Thank you. And then print the link on there to Facebook where they admit it. So we'll be covering all that. When we come back from break, though, the big story that we have is the main headline on Infowars.com. Why are Barack Obama and people like Bill Maher warning of civil war and saying they don't want a physical civil war and telling the left don't start one? I'm going to break down exactly what's going on the other side and tie that into the Attorney General Barr blast Democrats scorched earth campaign to sabotage Trump presidency. All ties together. We're already in a type of civil war, but who are the players? How do we stop it? How do we restore the Republic and get things back on a more even keel? It's all coming up today. A lot of big election news. We've had three referendums on Trump. Virginia, Kentucky, and now Louisiana. In all these special races, the Republicans are losing because of election fraud. And I'll explain it all coming up as well. But remember what Professor Robert Epstein, no connection to Jeffrey Epstein, said last year and this year. He had big studies on it and it confirms everything we already knew. By simply not allowing election notices on Google, Facebook, and Twitter to Republicans, and by not letting Republican candidates have normal discussions and spread info, that automatically doesn't mobilize conservative voters, and you lose every election that way by a margin of about 7 points. Takes about 7 points off on average. Then you get the Democrats' old-fashioned election fraud, folks voting in the names of dead people, which we know they're doing, and it's over. It's over. And then you've got Trump not caring because he thinks that he's so invincible out giving his speeches that that's who got him elected. It's only Trump got him elected. I'm sorry. I love Trump. I want him to stay in, but his confidence is great, but it's also a little bit of delusional. And he barely won despite election fraud. And now they're hitting us with 100 times the fraud. And if we don't address it, Trump's going to lose in 351 days. I told you he was going to win. And I'm telling you he's going to lose right now. And there's a lot of people who are like, oh, don't say that. That'll make him lose. Why are you saying something negative? Because I'm not a cult member. That's why. I'm a trailblazer. And this great audience of patriots built the launch pad, the gantry that launched Trump. And I want Trump to succeed. But Trump rode in on the wave that this audience created and the liberty movement built. And our populist liberty movement taking over part of the Republican Party. There's a big civil war going on there I'll get to as well. My God, we're seeing censorship out of Charlie Kirk and others that dwarfs anything we are seeing from Democrats at this point. College campuses, I mean, it's sick. So it's all coming up today. But why is Obama and his little cohort, Bill Maher, on the same day warning of civil war and saying they want to stop one? I'll give you my inside research take on that when we come back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I am your host, Alex Jones. And I believe in a pro-human future. I believe in a vision of the planet that's based on the greater ideas that our founders dreamed of. They never fully realized it, and neither will we, but it's certainly been a lot better than what other cultures and systems have had to offer. And the authoritarians of the planet are in direct admitted competition with the original American model of the Renaissance and are attempting to shut it down and destroy it. Again, thank you for joining us on this live Sunday program. Please remember that the globalists, or the post-humanists, as they internally call themselves, do not want this broadcast on the air, and any way you can spread the word about it continually isn't just paramount. It is essential. It is critical. Okay. Let me lay it out right now. Why has Barack Obama come out in multiple speeches in the last few weeks, both publicly and privately, to their top donors, a lot of them actual globalist controllers? And why is he saying we don't want a violent revolution? We are on the verge of a civil war. We need to not look so radical to voters. And those videos and articles are up on Infowars.com. Why is he saying that? Well, for a lot of reasons, but it's good cop, bad cop. Soros and the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, they all fund Antifa and the universities and the systems attacking free speech and every major corporation, Sprite, you name it, you know, Coca-Cola Corporation are promoting parents, telling their five-year-olds they're girls and screwing them up as part of the war on boys and masculinity. I mean, whatever you see coming out of the system is what the system wants. So, but they want the general public to think it's just radicals and extremists and a bunch of hippies that want all this, when this is the globalist plan all along. And so it's come out that the big comedy shows confer with the think tanks and with Obama and Hillary and the deep state. Jimmy Kimmel's talked about it. Others have talked about how they have long meetings every day deciding what they're going to put on late night comedy, because that has more viewers than all the news shows combined. And people still tend to believe some of what they see on that at 11 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night when they're drunk. People go into suspended disbelief when that's on. So when you watch Saturday Night Live or you watch any of these comedy shows, they're not comedy shows anymore. They're political, they're weaponized, and they admit they are. That's not even disputed now. So why would you have all these different shows coming out, Saturday Night Live, Saturday, Bill Maher with his show Friday night, Real Time with Bill Maher, Saturday comes out, I always see clips of it, I don't watch it live, and all these other programs are coming out doing this, because they know voters are scared, and they know that people understand that they're dangerous, so they're trying to act like that's not us. Now, I know what I just said is elementary, but the next part of it is this. They are planning to trigger political violence very, very soon and blame Trump supporters and blame independent media and call for even more censorship and the takedown, not just of people on Facebook, YouTube, or, you know, other things, but our websites themselves to be taken down, our bank accounts. And they admit that's the plan. So they're planning and winding up more people like we saw at Christchurch in New Zealand, like we saw in Texas with the Antifa goon going in at the Walmart and the admitted Antifa devil worshiper in Ohio the same day. Those guys were all Antifa. And it came out that they were, but you never saw it on the national news. They successfully covered it up partially in Texas, but in New Zealand and in Ohio, it all came out. Just like the guy, this mentally ill person in Florida last February. Cruz was threatening 44 times to kill people. The police were called 44 times that we know of. The FBI twice. He was on a special program where he was allowed to commit crimes. His last name was Cruz. Had left his program to, quote, not send minorities to jail. He wasn't even Hispanic. Hispanics had adopted him. Both his parents recently died. The point is that that's the M.O. And they're getting ready for something really big. So they want to sound like the peacemakers right before it. I've always said, when they come out and say, we don't want a civil war, we don't want revolution, that's so they can say, look, we warned of this beforehand before they triggered it. Also, we know there's high-level negotiations going on with the Attorney General and different segments of the deep state to surrender and stop the mutiny and stop the illegal resistance against the duly elected president with all the fake reports they're putting out and the crimes and the illegal leaking and the sabotage of U.S. domestic and foreign policy. But they only negotiate in those meetings that we know have been going on to stall while they're trying to overthrow Trump and to give operatives inside the White House that are double agents the cover to confuse the president and stall him from taking action and demanding that Barr and others do their job. So that's really what's going on here. And this bellwether's weather vanes is a real signpost, a gauge, an indicator, a trigger warning that 351 days out from the election, we're in very, very, very dangerous waters when they start telegraphing this. So first, here's the Attorney General's Infowars.com article. If you want to see more of the speech, Barr blast Democrat scorched earth campaign to sabotage Trump presidency. This is totally true. And think about the fact that he has to talk like this in America about the Democrats and others literally in the government engaging in mass mutiny against the American people. Here it is.
Unfortunately, just in the past few years, we have seen these conflicts take on an entirely new character. Immediately after President Trump won election, opponents inaugurated what they called the resistance, and they rallied around an explicit strategy of using every tool and maneuver to sabotage the functioning of the executive branch and his administration. The fact of the matter is that in waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
Notice he said it's the left. The left are not liberals. The left tried to take over the liberal movement that was the Renaissance that started 200 years before that. And that's in the history books. The left is a satanic movement that is admittedly satanic. You may have heard of it. It's called the Illuminati. George Washington wrote a bunch of letters about it. They're in the National Archives. You can read them online. Just type in George Washington's letters on the Illuminati. It'll be at the U.S. Gov website. And Thomas Jefferson was the leader of it for a while, found out it was really bad, got out of it. So that's what's going on. That's real history. And the left hand gave you Stalin, Mao, gave you Hitler, gave you Mussolini. Mussolini was actually a leftist occultist. We'll be right back. We're going to get to what Bill Maher said about the coming Civil War. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go. And they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Late 2019, and the Attorney General of the United States is talking about the Democratic Party with operatives inside the government rebelling against law and trying to sabotage the executive branch at every level they can. There are hundreds and hundreds of articles that I've seen just in the last few days saying damning evidence of Trump engaging in illegal activity, quid pro quo, given at the impeachment hearings this week. And then you read the article, there is no damning evidence. It's just more of the same rumors. You ask, why are they doing that? They're doing that to create the illusion within the political class that Trump is indeed in trouble, so they can twist arms of Republican senators to go for it, because they've done psychological studies on who they're targeting. And they know that the old senators, average age about 76, right at 76, but still believes mainstream media and still thinks it carries weight. Separately, though, they know the general public is sick of this. It had no viewers. They know Trump's innocent. And so Comedy Central and NBC's programs like Saturday Night Live come out and say this whole thing's a giant joke. It's ridiculous. Trump didn't do anything wrong. Why would they do that? To maintain some credibility with their viewers when they know they've gone too far. We're going to get to some of that in a moment as well. And again, they're also on the surface trying to make deals with Trump right now not to prosecute them, because the Inspector General report is coming out and there has been an indictment of McCabe that's been confirmed, because the Deputy Attorney General refused to kill the indictment, which I don't think the Justice Department should have the power to do. That should come out of the grand juries. Once they convene one and once they indict, that should be it. But that's where the power is. And 2 months ago now, they said, no, we're going to allow that to go forward. He is indicted. And that's when all hell started breaking loose, because once that domino falls, McCabe has said he'll sing like a canary against Obama, Hillary, Clapper, Brennan, Mueller, Comey, and the rest of them. So this fight is very real. And Trump's the real deal. He wants good business deals for America. He cares about the nation existing. And he's surrounded by a bunch of cowards and yes men. But the out-of-control behavior of the deep state has been so criminal and so dangerous, and they're not stopping. Other elements of the deep state are now being forced to move against them. So 40 years of stagnation and the political class becoming more and more corrupt, and all these spoiled brat CIA and FBI and Foundation bureaucrats at the top who believe they're God and who go on C-SPAN and brag, thank God for the deep state. We're going to remove Trump. The intelligence agencies are. Schumer said that right after Trump was elected on the eve of his inauguration in January 2017. Just a few weeks ago, Brennan was at an event on C-SPAN and they were bragging about it. So they force themselves out in the open. Do you realize how damaging that is to the globalists and the deep state, that all these decades there's no world government, there's no deep state, there's no permanent bureaucracy that controls both parties? And now they're losing control of the Republican Party. And so the Democratic Party has been promised total power by the deep state if they can remove the Republicans. And there are a lot of Republicans rolling over and saying, hey, I'll retire early and get paid off by you guys. They're tapping out. They're running for the hills. Record numbers. But record numbers of individuals are stepping into their shoes. The problem is the deep state, the Democrats, are going to pull out all the stops with election fraud, with intimidation, with dirty tricks. And that's why Trump's got to move, and he has to move decisively. Not just with rhetoric, not just with tweets. That is important, but with action. So let's go to Bill Maher. The full 8-minute clip's up on Infowars.com. Here he is on HBO, just I guess last night. And everything's backhanded. Oh, we're so mean to Republicans, they'll work with the Russians. Give me a break. It's the left that's anti-American. It's the left that wants to sell out our sovereignty. So he mixes in the lies, but he says, we don't want a civil war. Well, that's because they're getting ready to trigger the physical one. They do want a civil war, but they want to blame it on us. They're getting ready to false flag us. So remember, it's always the opposite of what they say. If you invert what they say, 9 times out of 10, you will get the answer. So Mars saying, we're about to pull the trigger on you. We've got the sleeper cells ready. Now notice Obama's been giving this speech in private and now in public the last 2 weeks. Now Mars saying it. Now suddenly Sanders is acting like a conservative. Oh, we can't confiscate guns. That's unconstitutional. after agreeing to it a few months ago on the stage. So they're going to try to look reasonable for a few months, hoping you don't have a memory before they trigger the false flags. You absolutely know it's coming. Crazy people, they've got wound up, totally staged events. Everybody better be very visual and better be paying attention to everything right now, because the next 351 days are unbelievably important. So here's part of Bill Maher joining the president, former President Obama, in, oh, we don't want to fight, we don't want any violence, after they've amped it up and pushed it. Here it is.
Now, lately, we've been hearing more and more about a second civil war, which sounds impossible in this modern affluent country. It is not. We all talk about Trump as an existential threat, but his side sees democratic control of government the exact same way. And when both sides believe the other guy taking over means the end of the world, yes, you can have a civil war. Trump rallies are filled with words like enemies of the people, human scum. They talk of people to be locked up. Well, you can't lock us all up. Liberals are described as weak, lame, coddling, oversensitive, and limp-dicked. Which are strong words for a bunch of mouth breather kickers, knuckle draggers. Bible thumper, sister and roots. Yes, I have been guilty of saying things like that, but I'm going to try to stop, because I've learned that the anti-intellectualism on the right doesn't come primarily from stupidity. It comes from hate. Telling people you think they're irredeemable is what makes them say, you know what, I'd rather side with Russia than you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the Democrats win everything in 2020, the Republicans will still be here. They're not going to self-deport. They're in Congress, in your office, sometimes your home. Home is where you learn that the three magic words in any relationship aren't I love you. They're let it go. Let it go.
Not involved in this guy. This is all about he's the referee. They stir up the fight. They break down the family. They hype up the racism. And then he comes in as the judge and the juror and the referee and the jail guard, the warden. You know, they divide up prisons according to race. And they play into racial divisions. And then they control you through the leaders of each gang. And that's all this is someone preying on his audience. You know, the truth is, if there was a real civil war of Republican versus Democrats, you guys wouldn't last 5 minutes, and you know it. You've got the losers, you've got the drug addicts, you've got the mental patients, and you've got, statistically in studies, the scam artists and criminals that control them and feed off them, and who use the losers to make us feel sorry for them, to have an excuse to keep pumping out more welfare money you use to further domesticate people. No, the truth is, Bill Maher is signaling they're getting ready to launch violence. That's what he just...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I remember about 10 years ago, the French government passed a 100% income tax. And I would read those headlines from the Financial Times of London and others on air, and listeners thought I was joking. Well, Elizabeth Warren has proposed a 100% tax on millionaires and billionaires. A 100% tax on capital gains, things like that. Of course, who's lobbying for all of that? The billionaires who want to take the money offshore, want to make sure no investment's made in America. It's incredible. It's just like China had a 15% income tax on corporations. We had a 40 to 45, depending on the variant. And then Trump got it lowered to 15, and China went to zero because they want it all to stay there. It's unbelievable. But when you see Bill Gates get up there all the time on the news and go, I want to pay more taxes than Warren Buffett, they put their money in a tax-free foundation. Bill Gates has made over $200 million since he put his money in the tax-free foundation. He'd only made 50-something million by the time he set it up. I mean, it's just incredible. Warren Buffett back in the 60s set up captive insurance. I've researched it. Where he's been paid $100,000 a year since like 1965. Look it up. But after his congressman father died, believe me, I've looked into it. It's amazing. And he puts all his money into captive insurance and then never pays any taxes on it. I mean, folks, it's just incredible how they scam everybody. But they always tell kind of the lottery ticket type folks, and I'm not putting you down if you ever bought a lottery ticket, but people that imagine this is going to fix it, it's going to be great. Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, they've all got their money offshore. They all pay almost no tax. And then they tell you how they're liberal and they fund Black Lives Matter. Yeah, well, we're busy hating the cops for a couple hundred black men that might be killed wrongly every year, and it's terrible. There's millions of black people killed in abortion. You never hear about it, see, funded by these same guys. Bill Gates' dad used to run Planned Parenthood. And that's what I'm getting at is, why would they fund Black Lives Matter? Hundreds of millions. These guys put hundreds of millions into it. Because while they're screwing everybody over, they have us have a race war. That's why. These guys are cold-blooded. But who's going to listen to me? The left loves being conned. They love being idiots. Let me get back to the big news here. We are in a civil war between globalist forces and forces that want our nation to be America and that want our values, not the globalist values of foreign offshore banks running us and open borders and the breakup of the family and gun confiscation and all the nightmares you know, and the globalists taking their money offshore and being tax exempt, but you can't even take your money out of the country. Obama changed the law where the average citizen can't get their money out now. I was talking to one of John Wayne's sons about that. Out in Wimberley before they left the U.S. like 10 years ago. And he's like, well, you better get your money out of the country. And I said, I don't have any extra money to get out of the country like you. Well, we're going to Costa Rica. Like your show. We'll listen to it from down there. I was out in Wimberley. Staying at some friend's house next door. And said, oh, that's John Wayne's little son over there. That's John Wayne's son. But the point is that the money's gone, folks. It left. The ultra-rich don't pay taxes. They just get the general public to pay it, and they siphon it off. But I'm going to stop right there. We're on the verge of a hot civil war in this country. The globalists know they're losing it, so they want to go ahead and kick one off to destabilize things. And just as sure as the sun came up, they're going to stage false flag attacks, just like Clinton did in 95 with Oklahoma City, which he credited with getting him elected the next year. Look it up. Bill Clinton credited Oklahoma City bombing with re-election. He was 15 points behind, even in their fake polls, probably 30 points behind. But by the time that happened, he won. So why are they so scared right now? Their fake impeachment's failing. Trump's real approval rating is sky high. But there's a problem. Trump hasn't backed up people persecuted by the deep state, threatened, sued, attacked, their families attacked. So it's open season on the Republican leadership, on the Senate, on House members that have been shot, that have had their ribs broken. And a lot of them aren't like Scalise or Rand Paul that will get more hardcore under attack. They're not all like Alex Jones, get more hardcore under attack. A lot of folks quietly sell out. And it's Trump's not pardoning Assange and so far not pardoning Roger Stone and things like that that will be his undoing, not standing up for his most hardcore supporters and doing his duty. And I'm not even mad at Trump. I'm saying Trump needs to stand up to this and the election fraud and the rest of it now. They know Trump and the Justice Department are close to action because they just know that the alternative is too dangerous for everything. A big part of the establishment realizes that this needs to be stopped. There's a civil war in the establishment. That's what's really going on. But there's a lot of indecision because most of these people didn't make their money. They got it from their great-great-grandpas. And they're almost all into Satanism. They're all incredibly screwed up. Pedophilia is just run-of-the-mill. That's all coming out. And this is an establishment in crisis. The level of mental illness, the inbreeding, it's just stratospherically dangerous. And they've got so much money to pump into media to weaponize the population in a hope to drive Trump from power. And all it's done is set the country on course for a civil war. So they're trying to convince themselves how triggering the civil war, how they're going to be able to sit it out and somehow win. And I just don't think that's the case. They are going to destroy their entire power structure and in the process, maybe the whole planet. So it's a very dangerous time to be alive. Let's play a little bit of this Saturday Night Live piece. And then the full thing's on InfoWars.com, but here it is.
This week, 13 million Americans tuned in to watch the impeachment hearings as multiple officials testified against President Trump. But some complained the hearings were lacking in pizzazz, dull, and not the masked singer. So to make sure people are paying attention, we now present the hearings in a way that underscores how scandalous these revelations really are. This is
Days of Our Impeachment. where the only thing at stake is democracy. Starring Adam Schiff.
Excitement, emotion, and none of it from me.
Cross-examiner with a mysterious brain injury, Jim Jordan.
I've got my sleeves rolled up because my job is yelling at a woman.
Former ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
Why did Trump come after me? I committed the ultimate sin. I was good at my job.
And John Hamm as career diplomat Bill Taylor.
Just kiss and tell. I kiss and tell, and I take notes.
Like tweets through your timeline, this is Days of Our Impeachment.
Order in the chamber. Ambassador Yovanovitch, your opening statement.
Thank you, Chairman Schiff, if that is your real name.
It is.
Okay, great. I'm only here today because I was a target of a smear campaign by President Trump and Rudy Giuliani that left me publicly humiliated and without a job.
Oh, enough! Enough! This witness is clearly here because she loves attention!
Oh, yeah. I love the glamour and the spotlight. That's why I spent my career in Ukraine and Somalia.
Funny you should mention Somalia, because the president...
It's right behind me? Is that why you look so shocked?
No, this is just how my eyes look. The president just sent a tweet.
A tweet?
Let the record show that the president is intimidating the witness.
Intimidating? If the president wanted to intimidate you, he'd shoot you in the face in the middle of Fifth Avenue.
Okay, and then would you impeach him?
Well, I'd have to look at the facts, but no.
Not so fast.
Bill Taylor!
What are you doing here?
Unlike other people in the Trump administration, I show up. And I have a bombshell revelation. There was a second phone call.
A second phone call?
That's right. You knew about the first call, but no one expected phone call number two.
Did someone say unexpected number two?
Rudy Giuliani.
Let's stop right there. And of course, it's boring. It's not even really funny. But they just go on to admit there's nothing there. Why are they doing that? Because they know it didn't sell. It didn't work. They know that no one's buying it. Except the people that are still in their cult. So why are they acting like this? To make you go back to sleep, think everything's okay, while they dig up the next big lie they're going to bring forward in the ongoing impeachment process. It'll be the president's mental health, taxes, women saying he raped them. You're going to see it all because these people are all just puppets. They've got powerful globalists telling them what to do. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do... You know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.